Now joined by Coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. This will be a wrap-up interview for the season, rebuilding season over at Tri-County. Had a lot of guys without a ton of varsity experience, built up their experience as they got through the season, and they'll be looking to make big improvements, big strides here over the offseason and the summer. The Mustang season came to an end Saturday with a 78-44 loss to Bramer in district play. Coach Lowry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Other than the wins and the losses, because I know you got a few wins here and there, but if you take that out of the equation, how much did the boys take really good strides for you this year?
And we took huge strides. A lot of people just stepped up to big roles that were young players, and the seniors started to really set an example for the young guys. Even though we just had a few seniors on the team, they were ready to hand it off, and I think those young players are ready to step up and be big key players in the future.
It looks to me that, yeah, I'm just looking at the final scores here from last week. 15-point loss to Grundy, 77-50 against Hale, 78-44 against Bramer. You know, not necessarily close games, Coach, but it looks like you were fairly competitive in those games. Did you feel good about the way that the guys finished off last week?
I think I can be. There's some instances in games where just one bad quarter really sets the tone for the whole game, and that's unfortunate whenever something like that happens. But overall, we played hard, and we gave it our all for a big week of three games. It's always tough when you're short on numbers, and injuries and stuff here and there don't really have time for, but we gave a 100% all the way through, and those one quarters really did change the outcome of the games.
Is that a mindset to where even the best teams, you have 2-3 minute stretches where you don't play well and maybe a team makes a run on you, and just finding that ability to not have things go well but find a way to get things turned, is that just something that's hard for a young team?
I think so. It's one of those things that whenever you have to decide when enough is enough, and putting the stop to a scoring team is tough sometimes whenever they're rocking and rolling. You got to find a way to adjust and decide when it's your turn.
Well, I this morning I spoke with the girls' side over there, and I know they had 9 wins this year, and they made a big step with their program. Do you feel like I don't want to hold you to 9 for next year or anything like that, but do you feel like your boys are at a spot right now where you could make a similar jump next year?
I think so. I think it's one of those things that we had a lot of ground to come, and we're setting ourselves up for a big change of events for next year. And I think this off season is very important, and knowing how important it is to get in the gym and make those big changes, that it's not just a sport that you can do a few times of the year. And I think we're starting to change that mindset.
So if you would have the things that you feel like the boys need to take a step next year, are you starting offensively or defensively, Coach? What do you feel like is more important for this group right now to get better at?
Just the basic fundamentals of knowing how to play personal defense and knowing how to better ball handling and the shooting mechanics of the basic stuff that you need to have the building stones. And I think that's when the offseason really comes into play.
Well, if we start with last week, and I'll go back to my conversation with Coach Wells over at Grundy, because you played Grundy back-to-back. You played him on the 9th, you lost by 30. You played him at your place a week ago tonight, Coach, and you cut that in half. To me, that indicates that you guys, in a head-to-head with Grundy, you played much better the second time around.
Yes, for sure. We had a different mindset going into Grundy, and I think that was something that we needed to have the first time going around, but sometimes it takes another time playing a team and knowing how much you can really compete with them, and knowing that coming in makes a difference.
How much is, we talk about getting better and playing and improving, and all those are important things, but you also have a young team that they're going to grow up mentally and physically. I think physically may be the more important thing. Just to get some more muscles on the bone, Coach, how much is just that growing up physically over the next 9-10 months, how much will that help this group?
Oh, it'd help a lot. We've got young players that are a little bit smaller because freshmen, sophomores being key players against seniors that you wouldn't think would make that much difference, but it really does whenever you go down to play solid defense and boxing out and just being able to stand your ground is huge.
Yeah, defense is kind of where I thought, just when you're bigger and stronger, that does help out with that. You can rebound better in those things. You held Grundy the second time around. Now, you scored similarly, but you held them to 16 points fewer. Where did you get better defensively the second time with them, Coach?
Making sure that we got back in time. It's one of those that it's really hard to keep a team from scoring big whenever they get on the floor before you. And we've decided that that's what, something that we have to do from here on out in this program, that we have to sprint down the floor and be there as a team and not just leave it up to one player to stop them. And that's where we really change the tide, and knowing that we have to be able to play as a team, and that includes offense and defense.
Did the boys get a sense here, Coach, that they're pretty close to a breakthrough? It's probably, you know, 10 points, maybe 5-10 points more a game, cutting off 5-7 points from what you're giving up defensively, which is doable next year. Did the boys get the sense that it's just little things right now and they're right on the cusp of a turnaround?
I really do. I think the younger players know that they're on the brink of something a lot better, and them knowing that and ready to buy in is a huge thing into the future, and I think we've made big steps in that direction.
Bramer at Bramer is just, that's a tough way to start districts, and I know that their record, we talked about this last week, their record isn't quite what it usually is down at Bramer, but they're still talented, and they can fill the net, and it's one of those small schools that you get them in their gym, they're going to hit shots in that gym.
And that's for sure. I think it's one of those that ups a shooting percentage whenever you get to play at home, and it's a big deal there. And some of their key players that we knew going into would be really successful, and they still were that night. And that it makes it tough when going into the districts. But I think we ended the season well with, and we scored the ball fairly well, and some of our younger players still stepped up and big plays that will go far into the future.
What do you have junior high grades, I guess, in the foreseeable future, Coach? You have any help coming from the eighth grade for next year as freshmen?
Yes, I think so. We had a very successful junior high season this last year, and some of those are seventh graders, but some of those were eighth graders, and I think they'll be able to help us out in the future. And losing one of our freshmen from playing down in the end of this season will definitely help as well.
Yeah, and sometimes you end up with freshmen that they're just so good that you get them on the floor because they're going to help immediately. But there's also something to be said for, you know, getting that time in and learning, and by the time you get to be a sophomore, junior, and senior, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's one of those that it'd be nice to have them coming off the bench even for a little bit here and there, because they're going to help in big ways, even if they might not be a starter yet. And that can help with a big adrenaline push and practice-wise as well.
Head Coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. Season came to an end 4 days ago with that loss to Bramer. I think 4 days ago, Saturday, right? Yeah, sounds right. 78-44 down at Bramer. Coach, good luck with building the guys up here over the offseason. I know offseason getting real big now in boys basketball, and I will talk to you again in the new year.
All right, thank you.